Welcome to Poke the Bear Podcast. We are here to expose the lies that this culture uses to manipulate this generation. Interested? Have a listen. To you all, we want to welcome you to session two of the Go for the Gold program. And Josh and I were just having such a great conversation that I just want to let you join us right smack dab in the middle of it. So let's get started. Here we go.
We have a lot of things.
Do you even have morals?
Yeah, do you even have? Yeah, exactly. Right. So, like, what kind of person is this?
Yeah.
And do I want them to be the primary person in my life who's going to influence me?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't line up in certain, like, foundational ways, like, our relationship isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I also hear a lot of students say they want somebody who's loyal. Like, that's a huge one that I hear is loyalty. And I think that you can tell if somebody's loyal as a friend. Like,
definitely.
If you're friends with somebody for, like, over a year, you know whether they're loyal or not. Like, you know if they, like, take your friendship seriously, but it takes time. Like,
right.
You can't just...
You have to put them in different situations,
yes.
Like, different circumstances, different environments to see how they act.
Yeah.
Are you going to be the same with a group of people?
Yes.
As you are one-on-one?
Yeah.
Or are you going to treat me the same around your family? Or
mm-hmm.
in public or wherever.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah. Public versus private. That is really huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, and I think you can't replace any of this with anything but time. Like, I think you just have to give the relationship time to really figure out who somebody is. Because I think we've all had somebody in our life that we, like, we think that they are a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to know them more and you're
a
like,
bit
wait.
More. Yeah.
Like,
that's just like it with any genuine friendship. Like, when you start being someone's friend, like, initially, you're kind of shy,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of, like,
yeah.
timid, you kind of hold back with certain things.
Or,
but then as time progresses, you open up more.
Yeah. Or the opposite. Some people are, like, super forthcoming in the beginning, and then you realize, wait, they're really insecure. That's
mm-hmm.
why they were so, like, you know, proud and boisterous, you know, all these things. So, like, time really does tell what kind of a person somebody is.
Definitely.
So. We are here, Morgan and Josh. We are going to talk about the second part of the Go for the Gold program. And do you want to say anything about yourself?
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm just joshing. I'm just kidding.
He's no. just joshing most of the time. You guys, he has literally the biggest grin in the world. So I do feel like he's always just joshing. Yeah, Morgan and Josh, you don't really need to know much about us. This isn't about us. So, but we're going to talk about the next dating step, which is going to be...
Broaden your circle of friends.
Broaden your circle of friends. So, unfortunately, you guys don't have books in front of you, but we are going to add links that allow you to follow along a little bit, hopefully. But if you're looking at the dating steps, we're going to be on number two. So, broaden your circle of friends is learning and practicing how to have fun with and appreciate a variety of people. So, Josh, what comes to mind when you think of, like, a variety of people?
I think of having friends with different backgrounds or different ethnicities, different cultures, like, I guess, in a way, like, in a sense, different worlds. Like,
yeah.
It's like meeting, like, an individual who was taught something different than you or raised differently.
Yeah.
Have different values and principles, may even have, like, a different religion, just a different outlook
yeah.
on life.
Yeah.
And kind of getting a feel for that person, trying to understand that person, not judging that person, and just really just trying to see, okay, like, hey, what have you been taught in life? Like, what have you learned?
Yeah.
You know, what can you teach me? What can I gain from you?
Yeah. Do you have any examples from your own life where that has, like, been beneficial for you? Like, you got to know somebody and maybe it was, like, uncomfortable at first, but it really benefited you?
I would say, like, playing sports throughout all my
yeah.
life. Like, especially, like, high school, college, I started being exposed to people from different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it was more so like, you know, like he's Muslim or he's
mm-hmm.
from Africa or he's Jewish or like he's Catholic. Like,
yeah.
I didn't like seeing, like, when you automatically look at someone, you get you create your own opinion.
Yeah.
Just from basically from like your first impression of them.
Yeah.
So you already stimulate like your own opinion of that person. Mm-hmm. And you don't really get to know them until you actually have a conversation with them. But if I don't have a conversation with you, I'm just going to be stuck with whatever is in my head.
Yeah.
But it was, for example, there was a guy, and he's actually one of my best friends now, cool. which is crazy. But I met him in like fifth, sixth grade.
That's a while ago. How old are you now?
I'm 29 now.
29.
Yeah.
So that was, so I don't know math.
I was sixth grade. I was probably like 13.
I think.
12.
Like 11 or 12.
11, 12-ish. Right? Yeah. Because seventh grade is like 12 to 13.
Yeah.
So I was probably like 11, 12 years old playing on my baseball team. And he wore one of those, the little hat.
A yarmulke. I think that's Jewish, though.
He is Jewish.
Oh, yarmulke. Okay, yeah. It's a yarmulke.
Yeah,
okay.
He wore a yarmulke on his head.
I think that's right.
And he would take it off.
Yeah.
Like, when he to play. Put his baseball hat on.
Yeah.
And, like, initially when we seen him, it was like, I had never seen it before.
Right.
And it was like, bro, it's probably more confusing than anything. Like, yeah. People were automatically, like, we were out in the field warming up, and then we seen him walk into the park and had this little hat on. We automatically were like cracking jokes and everything. And like after having conversations with him, it was like, oh, he likes sports. Oh, yeah. he likes
he's a person.
Like, he likes some of the same teams as me.
Yeah.
And that is what drew a connection. It was like, okay. We have some of the same interests in some things, and our favorite baseball team was the Yankees. We played on the same baseball team, and we both had the same favorite team.
Yeah.
So, and then we had the same favorite players. It was like I was a Derek Jeter fan. He was a Derek Jeter fan. It was like, okay, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
But you are Jewish. And yeah. I'm black.
Hold on, wait.
How does that happen, right?
Yeah.
And literally, it was like. Then I found out that he stayed not too far from me. We ended up going to the same school.
That's cool.
And we hit it off right after that. And this is like one of my best friends.
That's so cool.
So, yeah.
And I think you had to have that similarity of baseball because, like, it gave you some groundwork to, like, work your friendship off of. Like, mm-hmm. if you have nothing in common, what are you going to talk about?
I probably would have never struck a conversation.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So, like, we have to have those similarities. And I think this is good for anybody that might be struggling to have, like, make friends right now. Like, if you can find something that you love, like, there are other people in this world that love it, too. Like, baseball. Like, you might feel alone, but then when you step on that baseball field, you're like, I'm with my brothers now.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not a sports person. My husband is. He will, like, attest to the fact that, like, baseball saved his life, that mm-hmm. his coaches poured into him, his friends were, like, there for him, and even into adulthood, it's hard to make friends. I think if you can find something that you, like, really love, that's, like, a way to connect. Like, we have a coworker named Danny, who you guys will hear from. He loves Dungeons and Dragons. So, like, that's like a, I'm gonna dare say, a cult. Like they love it, and like it's a point of connection. And so, with this dating step comes like learning how to be friends with somebody, learning how to have social skills.
I feel like when you think of like broadening your circle of friends. The biggest thing about broadening your circle of friends is the fact that you get to learn more about yourself.
Yeah.
Because you open up the opportunity to learn different things. Mm-hmm. So you may have like a favorite something now, but that's only because you were just exposed to that one thing. That's all you knew.
Yeah.
And if I meet somebody else who may have something else that's a favorite and they put me onto it, then it's like, oh man, I like this more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
You expand your horizons.
You're able to expand your horizons. Definitely.
And I think sometimes the more we learn about ourselves, like, we might find things that we don't really like. Like, there are plenty of things about myself that I'm like, yeah, I should probably work on that. But this is, like, a great time in the dating steps to, like, work on yourself. Like, mm-hmm. all right, what am I good at? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? How mm-hmm. do I make other people feel feel loved? How am I not so good at making other people feel loved? Like, how do I, am I good at relating to other people? Do I know how to ask people questions when communication. And, or even like with your, with parents, like when you get in trouble at home, are you able to say, yeah, I did the wrong thing, I'm sorry? Or do you just throw a fit? If you throw a fit, you're not ready to be in a relationship because you're going to do stuff that's wrong. And so we can like analyze ourselves almost at this point. It's keeping us like accountable before we just jump into a relationship where really asking ourselves, like, am I good at relating to people? And that comes with maturity and growing up, but anybody can start doing that. So broadening our circle of friends, we're getting to know people that are different. You mentioned people from other cultures, maybe other religions. We have people of different ethnicities. There's a lot of tension in our world these days where we have to be able to listen to each other and ask questions.
People's social status.
Yeah, social status, your economic status.
Even different genders.
Yeah, different genders. So, like, even if it's a not a dating relationship, even, like, my guy friends, I relate differently to my friends that are girls.
Yeah.
And that's not... that's not to say that it's a bad thing that we're different, but we just are. And I think the main way, one thing that we like to talk about, which I think is, I find really fascinating, is like of the five senses, what attracts a guy or a girl to somebody? So like the five senses, hearing, tasting, what is it? Touching or feeling. What are the five senses? Smelling.
Smell, taste.
And sight.
Feel, see.
Yeah, I think we hit all
here.
Hearing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so of the five senses, do you know, Josh? What is the number one thing that attracts a guy to somebody usually?
Their image.
Yeah.
Like what they see.
Yeah, sight. A lot of people might think that we're trying to give guys a pass, that you can just, you know, you're visual people, so you get to look at whoever you want. False. That's not an excuse to, like, look up anybody up and down that you want to.
I'll be honest, like, that was, like, one of the biggest things that I struggled with, because it was, like, as a guy, like, we go off of sight.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, when you're looking at different things, you can really mess yourself up in ways if you don't have discipline with that.
Yeah. Like what? Talk about,
like,
that.
Like, as a guy, like, we go off of image. We go off of things that we see and that we like.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you may see something, but it doesn't mean like you, like, you know absolutely,
you know,
nothing
it
about that person.
Yeah.
But you see an image and you're like, that's what I like.
Right.
But
but how
it could
that
be very opposite.
So you just said it could mess you up. So how could that happen?
Like you ever heard the saying, like, everything that glitters isn't gold.
Yeah.
Or, you know, everything that shines isn't for you.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
But, like, there's been people who I've, like, thought were, like, very attractive, and then I would go have a conversation with them, and their personality or, like, their demeanor or their energy or something was, like, so negative. It was, like, not really what I was looking for. But you are beautiful. Like, so,
wait, what? That's not, that doesn't line up.
It doesn't line up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where a lot of people, I feel like some people will even, like, settle for things like that, where they'll go for just that outer image and not really care or put too much thought into, like, all right, what are your core values?
Yeah.
Like, they don't spend too much time really trying to get to know that person. It's just, oh, I know I got this smoking hot girl, and
that's it.
That's
the substance. It's not deep or anything.
It's not,
yeah.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like as a guy, you have to really know yourself. And girls do too, but yeah.
But it can be a weakness. Like,
it can definitely,
you
be a
could
weakness.
Jump into something that's, you're like, wait, this is not what I wanted. Like, yeah, I have somebody who's hot, but, like, yeah, she's freaking crazy. Like, the hot crazy scale is super hot. You're probably super crazy too. Like, you know, and you're settling. Yeah, and on the outside, like, according to Instagram, you put your picture up with your hot girlfriend, you're at the top, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you got everything you ever wanted.
You gained that social status.
But you're settling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not getting what you deserve or want.
Yep.
I get,
you're driving yourself crazy. Yeah. On the inside.
Yes. I get a lot of students who ask, because I'm married to an incredible man named Caleb. He I get a lot of questions from students. They say, was it love at first sight? Like, did you guys just, like, fall in love, like, right away? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. Like, we just met in college, and we were in a class together. And I went home one day, and I was like, Caleb, I wish that we had a love at first sight story. Like, I wish that was us. And he's like, why? And I was like, I don't know. It'd be, like, sweet. And he's like, no, this is better. Because he's like, he was literally in that class because he had a crush on a different girl. So, like, he had gone in the class, he had a crush on this girl, then met me, and he was like, yeah, she's Morgan's cool. Yeah, sure. And then we got to know each other, and he's like, wait, I don't want that other girl. I want Morgan because and he obviously says that I'm beautiful and all these things, but he's like, yeah, you were pretty, but, like, it wasn't the thing that, like, got me to want you.
Yeah.
And, like, that stuff lasts. Like, looks fade.
They definitely do.
Like,
because you'll see somebody else that looks... everyone is different. So you're going to see somebody else that looks better.
Or exactly. Whatever. So, like, eventually you're just going to drive yourself crazy if you're trying to find the most attractive. But if you find somebody that lines up with you and your values and your life and your... that treats you well and you know how to treat well, like, that lasts. And that's, like, really fulfilling other than... okay, do I have the hottest person on my arm? No. Okay, great. My life is nothing.
Right. That's like people that do things for money.
Yeah.
Or find jobs. Like,
it's just never because enough. Of
the money.
It's
like,
you'll
find yourself, like, chasing the money all the time. Yes. And then...
it's consuming.
It's like, dang, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Now that I have all this money, like, am I happy?
Right. Like, I've never heard a famous person be like, yeah, I have so much money, I'm happy now. They're always like, you guys, I made it to the top and it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, NF the rapper, he, like, has a whole song about how he's like, I got everything I had ever wanted. And I was like, wait, this is it?
Yeah.
Like, this is it? Like, oh, crap. Like, there has to be more than this, because life isn't about money. It's about, like, it really is about relationships. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so, wow, we got off on a tangent. So, men are visual. Females tend to be attracted to somebody based on what they hear. So, like, feeling how the person makes them feel, which is why, like, a great example for this is who's getting catfished on the internet. So guys get catfished because they get sent a picture. Girls get catfished because somebody says something to them that they're like, oh, I can trust you. I can relate to you. Oh, you love me. You think I'm beautiful. Oh, wow. Okay. And then we get sucked in. And so just because somebody can say the right thing does not mean that they actually mean it. You've got to give time to see if their actions actually line up with
their words.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So people get in trouble, but don't say the next step.
The next step will be friendly dating. Friendly dating includes, like, group dating and single dating. And the purpose of friendly dating is to get to know many different people. And it helps to shape your idea of who you are. And who you might want to date seriously.
Yeah, so I like how that second sentence is like, you're getting to know many different people. That includes you. Like, you're not just getting to know other people, you're also getting to know yourself.
Definitely.
So, what do you think the top benefits are of being single, Josh? Like, what do you think a person can get or gain from not just, like, jumping into a relationship quickly?
The experience. Mainly, like, gaining experience. I feel like life is nothing but experiences.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what teaches you about you. That's what teaches you about the world. That's
yeah.
What teaches
and who you want to be.
About, yeah, exactly, who you yeah. want to be. But you're able to, like, experience different things, experience different scenarios and different situations, dealing with different yeah. people. And get to go off of, like, your want and don't want list.
Yeah.
Like, being single is tough.
Yeah.
It really is. Because, I mean, nobody wants to be lonely for the rest of their life. Like,
yeah.
I think everybody's ultimate goal is to have that companion. But it's more so of, like, all right, these are some things that I struggle with. And you have to be, I think, mainly understanding, like, what you struggle with. Like, what are your downfalls? What are some things that you want to improve on? What are some areas in your life that you feel that, all right, this could be better, right?
Yeah.
So you're able to really grow in that time of that friendly dating stage. because you, like I said, it's not necessarily just learning more about that person, but you're learning more so about yourself.
Yeah.
So taking that serious and being honest as possible with yourself, not as possible, but you have to be honest, like, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because if you're not honest, it's just like, it's just like saying, like, hey, like, you like apples and I like grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but because you like apples, I'm going to always get apples and I'm never going to get a grape.
Yeah.
I know that was like kind of plain Jane, but it's like, it's that simple. Like, people will get to a point to where they're like so gung-ho on like pleasing other people.
Yeah.
Or even trying to like satisfy or keep someone around, mm-hmm. or just because you want that company.
But yeah. And those people are easily manipulated.
Easily manipulated. So just figuring out, all right, what do I like? What don't I like?
And if you don't find that, don't settle.
Don't settle for it. Like, yeah. You're going to find it. I promise you, you will. But yeah, I don't know. Just being able to really go through experiences to learn about yourself and other people.
So what would that look like? So we have this like want and don't want list, which mm-hmm. on your quiz, you're going to have to create one for yourself. So mm-hmm. It's a T-chart. One side is want, the next side is don't want. What are some examples that, like, maybe you've seen from students or maybe you felt in high school? Or, like, we could both talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some classic, like, things on that list?
Be on that list, that want and don't want list?
Yeah.
Okay, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah, do that.
So
be honest, like you were saying.
Some things that I would want, definitely would want someone who is family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely would want someone with some sort of like an outgoing personality. Like, yeah. If you're just like a laid back, like I'm cool with being laid back. Like, I'm a laid back person as well, but I'm like a goofy.
You need to be able to.
Like, yeah. You got to be able to have some fun.
Yeah.
I like to travel mm-hmm. as well. Someone who loves food.
Yeah.
I love food.
Ain't that the truth?
Someone who, like, for me, I'm not like the best with finances.
Mm-hmm.
You need some help. I would want someone who is at least a little bit better than I am.
Yeah.
In that area.
Yeah. And that's such a great example of like knowing your weaknesses. You're like, and you know that you, like, you're single, you handle your finances. You're mm-hmm. like, I will do it, but I would rather. Single,
I will definitely give in to things as well. Like,
right.
Shoes.
Totally. Yes. We all know about your shoes.
Like, shoes.
Yeah. So, like, that's a prime example. Like, if you know yourself, you know your weaknesses, don't put yourself in a position where your weaknesses are going to get even weaker.
Yeah.
Like, what if you end up dating somebody one day and they're like, buy all the shoes you want? You're like, wait, clearly that's not good for me. Like, definitely. Make sure the person is, like, complimenting you well.
Right.
And I think these standards change throughout our lives. Like, would you say that your list is pretty different from when you were in high school?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, like...
Like, when I was in high school, it was more so my want list was... wanting someone who, like, the family oriented was definitely on there.
Yeah.
And the food was definitely on there. Having somebody who was like outgoing wasn't like a big thing to me. It was like,
just do whatever.
Just go with the flow type of thing.
Yeah. It's totally changed.
Yeah. Totally. Like,
yeah. And I think that's important to know. Like, the things that are on your list right now, you might find, you might not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can almost guarantee that your list is going to change. Like, as you get older, as I'm talking to high schoolers, I'm like, I am looking at your list, and I'm like, I know that some things are not going to be as high on the list later on. But things like the things that are, like, timeless are, like, does this person go out of their way to help you? Or do they mm-hmm. leave you on your own? Like, do they, like... I don't know, like, take responsibility. Like, if they make a mess, do they clean it up? That makes a difference. If you're going to live with somebody for the rest of your life, they need to clean up their messes, man.
Hygiene is definitely...
Yeah, hygiene, super important. Yes. Somebody who, like, has dreams and aspirations. Like, you don't want somebody who's just going to laze around all the time.
Okay, so one thing that I've noticed with just, like, the dreams and aspirations, It's like, you can have somebody with dreams and aspirations, but yeah. are they really, like, putting in work behind
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's good. That's like, a good distinction.
Because I was that person who was like, oh, I had, like, all the dreams and aspirations, mm-hmm. but it was like, they were just dreams and aspirations. I had no right. type of plan, no type of, like,
right.
movement behind that.
Right.
So that
was I want to be a professional soccer player, but I don't play soccer right now. So, okay, so you're not going to be a professional soccer player then.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a great point that, like, words mean only a certain amount, but, like, put your money where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you put time into your dreams? Do you, like, have a goal and actually work towards it, or do you just say, one day I'm going to be a millionaire?
Definitely.
Okay, well, you came home and watched Netflix after school. You're not going to be a millionaire that mm-hmm. way, so, yeah.
Definitely. So, what would be some things for your don't want?
Don't want, I think, I mean, the classic, like, don't want to be abused.
Mm.
You don't want someone who's manipulative. You don't want somebody who has to be right all the time.
Yeah.
Those are the ones okay. that I think of off the top of my head. Yeah.
I think the don't want list would probably be a hard thing to come
yeah. with. If I look at the relationships around me, I like to ask myself, like, what do I see that I don't like? That I'm like, okay, that I don't want to be part of. So I think of things of, like, someone where they're, like, so clingy that you can't hang out with anybody else. Like, mm-hmm. I need my space. I need to be able to go for the day on an adventure. You need to just let me do me for a minute. I will come home. Don't worry. I'm coming home.
That is huge.
Like, let me do my thing.
That is and really
And my
huge.
Husband is amazing at that. He is such an introvert, so he loves to stay at home, but I love to be out. And so he's like, oh, yeah, just, I mean, as long as you come home to me, I don't care. Like, go. Like, obviously, I'm not doing things that are bad for me. I'm not, like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going on hikes or something. So I'm just, you know, enjoying myself in my own way. But he trusts me. And that's a huge thing is, like, if you don't trust the person, why are you in a relationship with them?
Definitely.
It's a great question to ask yourself. So this want and don't want list, I also think of it as, like, the golden rule. In that if you expect something from somebody, then you should definitely make sure you are that thing as well.
Definitely.
So, like, if you want loyalty.
Yeah, you got to be loyal as well.
Yep.
You can't just say you expect one thing and then you're not giving it or practicing yes. it yourself.
Yeah. You have yeah. to give and take in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there are things that, like, you might put on your list that you might get, you might not. Like, if somebody wants, like, washboard abs on their partner, like, okay, you might get it, but, like, does it really matter that yeah. much? Like, are you being for real? Like, you're not gonna date somebody. Like, if we're being honest, like, as you guys are making your list, be honest. Like, are you really not gonna date somebody just because they, I don't know, can cook or not? Like,
yeah.
you might want somebody who can cook.
But you guys can learn how to cook
yeah, together. Like, make it a date. Go yeah. to a cooking class together. Like, yeah, there are things that should be deal breakers, like abuse or disrespect, or the person doesn't listen to you or take you into consideration, or just, like, doesn't talk to you for 4 days and then mm-hmm. comes back and apologizes. Like, those are things that just shouldn't be taken in a relationship. But then there are other things that are kind of give or take, like, along with preference. And so it's good to make a distinction. So maybe put a little star by your non-negotiables on your list when you make your wants and don't wants list.
Yeah. I think another thing with the whole friendly dating thing is that just understanding that during the stage, it is intended to not be sexually active at this mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
Huge. Like, I feel like that is, like, really huge.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people, like, if you sleep with your friends, like, mm-hmm. if you've seen those movies, like, Friends with Benefits, they were friends. They were sleeping together. Obviously, they're going to end up dating each other. But the yeah. foundation is sexual. Like, yeah. it's not a real connection. It's just...
Not at all.
Yeah.
Like, what... And I think that's really huge. Because mm-hmm. you don't get to... Like, once sex is involved, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally everything.
Literally everything,
it changes
yeah.
the way that you look at that person. It changes the way you feel about that person. It changes, like...
the way you view yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, definitely going to change in, like, every area possible. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way it's going to remain the same.
Yeah.
There's no way feelings aren't going to get
And that involved. Can be, that's a good thing if the relationship is established and there's commitment. Like, in marriage, like,
yeah.
It when sex is introduced, you're like, it's like a stamp on something that's already established. But definitely. If it's just a friendship and you're just, like, hanging out, there's nothing to fall back on. There's not a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in the last session, you guys talked about setting that foundation of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's not something to fall back on, it's wobbly and it's not going to stand up. And definitely. So it's we want...
building a house.
Yeah. Hay and yeah, for real. Like, it just doesn't work. There's no foundation. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, that's good. So we encourage you guys to make your want and don't want list and really take it seriously. Like, ask if you're already dating somebody, ask yourself, does this person line up with this? Like, are they actually kind? Are they actually loyal? Like, if they're not, like, maybe put your relationship into question a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just be honest with yourself. That was great advice, Josh, that being honest with yourself and with other people is always a wise decision. So, all right. Well, you're gonna have a couple different people joining you guys for the next session, and we hope it goes well. And it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us on Poke the Bear Podcast. Join us for more at our website, go4thegold.org.